cool down. Here we go. The fish are going to start biting. And a great big, huge bass tournament, the 7th annual Angling for Athletes. It's a benefit Buddy Bass tournament. And we want to give Heritage Tractor a big shout out with John Deere because they're a big supporter of this. And it's for the Special Olympics in Missouri. Now, you can be part of this. The entry fee is $100 per boat, and it'll be Saturday, October 1st. But Trooper Adam Johnson is here with me on the Water Patrol side of things for the Missouri State Highway Patrol. And Officer Johnson was here, a couple years ago, right? And we talked about this very same tournament.
Yeah, and quite frankly, I think my job's done. You did a great job of explaining it there. That's exactly right. This is our 7th year doing it, and excited to be bringing back a lot of the great sponsors that we have that has made this event just a big success over the last few years. And always some new things, some different things that we're excited about. But first and foremost, it's getting people out there and if I can sell it for a moment there, if you like fishing, if you like maybe walking away with some prizes, and we have some sponsors like Strike King and some different lure companies that even if you don't catch a fish, they've donated some items. You're going to walk away with a new spool of fishing line, some lures to try. So we've set this event up that if you're a seasoned angler that feels like they can compete in a competitive tournament, or you're just the average guy that likes to go out, wet a line, and catch a few fish, we're confident that you're going to walk away feeling like it was time well spent. And that's the before even mentioning that, like we talked about there, it's for a great cause there, Special Olympics Missouri, affecting our Special Olympics athletes, not only here, but all around the state.
Absolutely. Great cause to be raising money for. Now, you guys, you're going to have, again, a lot of prizes, but it's limited to the first 75 boats.
Yeah, that's right. And we did that. The Corps of Engineers has kind of restructured some of the permitting process. And so to make sure that everything runs smoothly, we are limiting it to 75 boats. We are filling up our roster quick. As we're starting to sneak in on about 2 weeks out. That being said, we still have plenty of spots left, but if it's something that you're interested in, I encourage you to do is just register. We do all of our registration online through the Special Olympics Missouri's website. A couple ways to find that real easy would just be to, you know, Google Special Olympics as anybody can there and navigate your way to our event page, but somo.org/angling will take you directly there. If you are driving around, forget to, you know, don't have a chance to write that down, we have our flyers out at a bunch of places. As you had mentioned there, Heritage Tractor, there's a flyer. I think also at some of the outdoor stores here, just right here in West Plains, and pretty much anywhere locally, go in there. There's a QR code on the flyer that you can point your phone at there with the camera. It'll pop that website up and get you registered. All that is to say that if you don't have a chance to, we are still taking registrations the morning of, but you definitely want to come early because it's going to be first come, first serve for those remaining spots if we have any.
And it's all going to start at Theodosia Marina, right?
Yes. Yep. At 7 a.m. is our takeoff. That being said, we'll be set up about 5 a.m. to start taking registration. Certainly, you'd want to be there before that 7 a.m. takeoff time so you can get your boat in the water, get everything situated before takeoff.
And one of the grand prize giveaways for a drawing is a John Deere Z335 zero-turn lawnmower.
Yeah, we're super excited about that, and we can't thank Heritage Tractor and John Deere here in West Plains enough and all the great folks out there. They have been a supporter of ours for a number of years, and the cool thing about that lawnmower, Gary, is you don't have to catch a fish to have a chance to win that. Even if you go out and sign up and don't have any luck out there on the water, come on back, come to weigh in. We'll give out tickets when you register the morning of, or get checked in if you're pre-registered, get you a ticket, and then at weigh-in we give away that just as a draw prize. in addition to, like I said, we have money prizes for all of the top performers for fishing. But that's just one of the many giveaways we have there. Just yesterday, I was in Ava and swung by PC Express right there in Ava. They have a lot of tackle selection there and fishing tackle. They have donated four of these really cool high-end swim bait fishing lures, retail for over $100 a piece. They're going to be giving out a bunch of fishing poles, mm-hmm. fishing rods and reels. So there's a pretty good chance that even if the fishing isn't good, you're going to walk away with something that you're pretty excited about.
Well, and you know, and as you, this is the seventh annual, so do you, off the top of your head, what have been some of the average weights that have placed, if you know, that just kind of give people an idea? Because, and each year is different because sure. fish move and, you know, water temperatures and just, but, you know, what have some of the weights been in years past?
Sure. And to put it into context there, you know, we do this as a traditional bass fishing tournament, which is a team style. So the two anglers will catch the five biggest fish they can throughout the day. Obviously they can catch more than five, but as they, eclipse that fifth keeper, they'll call out their lowest one to try to improve that weight as the day goes on. So with those five fish, the last couple years, it's been right around a five fish for around 19 pounds a benchmark there. We've actually had the same winner the last 2 years, kind of professional fisherman there, Cody Huff, fishes with yeah. the Bassmaster Elite Series, won last year's event. So that's the cool thing about this event is that if you've ever wondered, you know, you watch the Elite Series or some of those professional tournaments on TV on Saturday, and you go, I wonder how I could do against some of those guys. There's some guys that compete in those that will show up, but there's also some of just your average casual, you know, weekend fishermen. We get a little bit of everybody, but that's what makes it fun.
Yeah, it's a great tournament as well. Again, it's October the 1st, and it's going to be at Bull Shoals Lake. The entry fee is $100 per boat, and it'll launch will be 7 a.m., and the weigh-in will be 3 p.m., and so it is a time thing. You know, it is a bass tournament. You have to be on time. There'll be, of course, lots of giveaways and some free food and drinks for the anglers. Big Bass Jackpot is also included, and it's limited to the first 75 boats. You need to pre-register now to be sure that you secure your spot, and you can do that online at www.somo.org/angling. And as Trooper Johnson had mentioned, you know, there's lots of flyers and there's a barcode that you can scan. But, and again, it's helping out a great group of athletes, the Special Olympics. And, you know, it's really cool that you guys have embraced this and, you know, have continued to run with it. And each year it just gets a little bigger.
It has, and you know, the athletes, they're inspirational, you know, in their own regard there. We also take part in the local law enforcement torch run, which we do every May. Some of you locally here around West Plains may have seen us running through the middle of town there on a nice day there, like I said, back in May. And it is, it's a organization that not only, I think there's over 10,000 athletes that yeah. have participated in the state of Missouri, and in about an equal number of volunteers. So it is a big organization, but also affects locally, just in even our tournament specifically, some athletes from this region. I was just talking with some the other day that softball's in full swing form and stuff. So it's year round. You know, a lot of times we think of it just in you know, they have the summer games and different things as far as Special Olympics, but they sponsor and coordinate events throughout the year as well.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. And also this weekend at the Willow Springs Thomas F. Baño Municipal Golf Course, there's going to be a two-person 18-hole golf scramble. And there's just a few spots left for that.
Yeah, you know, in case fishing isn't your cup of tea, we're branching out this year as well. And I know it's a busy weekend for golf this Saturday, but if you're still looking for something to do, yes, Corporal Kimes, there, a trooper with the local zone here, has started to organize a golf scramble out there at Thomas F. Baño, the municipal golf course there in Willow Springs. This is our first year doing it. We are providing lunch and drinks to anyone that participates. But yes, it is just since I think it's actually, is it a nine-hole course?
It's a nine-hole course
there that there's just going to be a 2017 max. I think most of those spots have been filled up, but I talked to him last night. There's still a few available. Mm-hmm. So if that's something that you'd want to be a part of, just swing by the golf course, or you could probably even call in. Just get your name down there on the registration sheet. We're starting 10 a.m. shotgun start on Saturday. Should be a really, really fun time.
And the way I understand it, I mean, it's going to be a big payout as well. And as you've had, they got some great corporate sponsors that is definitely helped out and contributed to the cause. So
yeah, we have. And you know, in both of these events there, talking about food and drinks, big thanks to Coca-Cola the Ozarks, you know, here just locally there. They provide refreshments for both of that those events. And the cool thing about the golf tournament there is give a shout out to Pizza Shack. Mm-hmm. Also a local company here that is going to be providing some pizza for the event there. So one thing we try to do with all of these is, hey, if you want to spend your Saturday with us, in addition to hopefully having a good time, we're going to make sure you don't leave hungry.
Absolutely. This bass tournament, though, is really going to be awesome. And October 1st, boy, the weather ought to be perfect. You know, the bite's been pretty good every Thursday morning here on your Mountain of Rock, Q94. Gary Faraci from the Bayou Resort gives us a weekly Lake North Fork fishing report. And for North Fork, and as these nights get down, you know, we get down into the 50s, that lake temperature is going to come down. I think Saturday it was about 82. Mm-hmm. So you know, by October, that lake temperature, that's going to be down probably, you know, in the mid-60s, mid to upper 60s.
It should be perfect fishing weather. And, you know, the other nice thing is that as our lakes have fluctuated the last couple of years as far as, you know, lake level goes, I think we're hitting it just right where it's going to be back to normal pool. We're pretty much there already, which means easy launching and parking for anyone coming out to the event. The first few years we had this event, that was one of our challenges there was during the high water, just being able to get everybody launched. But that shouldn't be an issue this year. Actually, at Theodosia Marina, they've got multiple launches going right now. So yeah, we're excited that the lake is fishing great. The weather should be perfect. Hope to have everyone come on out and catch a big fish or two.
Yeah, right now Bull Shoals Lake 659.76. I mean, that's really which is down 0.10, but it's really, really close to normal. And you know, while you're here, that is something else. Sure. Courtesy on the lake. You know, we all have to get along, and we all need to be mindful of other boaters, other outdoors people. And when the water is high, tempers really get up there, you know, because there isn't a lot of room. And people need to really be conscious of that and kind of be aware of where you're parking to where people can get in and out as well.
Absolutely. I mean, the lakes are a resource that we all enjoyed using in the summertime, or, you know, in the case of fishermen, year round. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly the case. There's, if you can just remember, we all want to get out there in a hurry and have a good time, but that's everybody's goal. And if we all just take an extra second to remember that sets us up for, you know, fun. And in our case, with the Marine Division of the Highway Patrol, safety aspect of it there. And for the most part, even when the lake levels are high, you know, once you get out there on the water, it's really not a challenge. It's just the getting on and off from a launching standpoint that can be. That being said, when the lakes are high, you always have to be extra cognizant of water or the debris in the water, potentially some floating logs or something, you know, of that nature. But as long as you're careful and prudent and moving forward, makes for a great time in the summer.
Absolutely. Just don't rush. You're on the lake, you know. I mean, there's no need to be in a big hurry. Enjoy yourself and enjoy the lakes. And, of course, you know, be sure to follow all the laws and guidelines that's out there, because that is not for your protection and the others out there as well that's trying to enjoy the beautiful lakes. Again, Trooper Johnson, we appreciate you coming by and sharing that with us. And, again, mark it down, October 1st. On Bull Shoals Lake is where this is all going to go down at Theodosia Marina and Resort. That's Saturday, October 1st. Hey, appreciate you coming by.
Hey, and I appreciate you having me. And one final thing, check us out on Facebook. We've got a big following there for our event.